with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking half an hour today to join me, and let's see what we can do in half an hour today. We'll see what Minister and Pastor Ralph Williams will be able to do in half an hour today, because I'm going to replay one of his sermons. He's preached for me many times at the church. He's a wonderful preacher, excellent pastor, Ralph Williams, my good friend. We're going to hear from him today and tomorrow right here on WGOD Radio. In the meantime, we're working behind the scenes trying to get this word out. My app, WGOD Radio, is near completion. That's going to be out soon. And our app for the church is out. If you search for Island Community Church, FL, as in Florida, you can download now the church app, which has everything you'd need on there. Past sermons, view live, though I'm having problems with bandwidth on that. But at least if it's not on live, there will be uploaded shortly after, and you can watch or listen shortly after the service. You can give on there if you'd like to. That certainly would be greatly appreciated. There's upcoming events on there, so you can follow along with us so that we won't be subject to having to be on Facebook or YouTube, where someone can watch and where some kid cannot approve and take it down. No longer are we going to be subject to that kind of scrutiny, or where someone will have that kind of power over the Word of God and cut it out or shut us down. That won't happen anymore. That's why we're going to do it our own way now, and that is with a company called Subsplash Christian Company. And so you can find us, Island Community Church, FL, either in the Google Play Store or in the App Store. Search for it. Have the app with you. These programs, these podcasts are uploaded on there. So, and WGOD Radio coming soon as well. This weekend, I invite you out to church this weekend. And this Sunday, my sermon is No One Can Buy or Sell. And it seems to me that the people, the government, and the people, the progressives in this company, in this country, refuse to give it up. They refuse to let people live their own lives and to decide on their own whether or not they want to get a vaccine or not, or wear a mask or not. And they're trying to force people to do that. And if you're going to continue to do that, then I'm going to continue to preach about it. So I invite you to join us Sunday morning at 10:30. If you can't make it, join us online. If you go to another church, look for the podcast. Go to WGODradio.com. You'll see it on there, No One Can Buy or Sell. Or go to the Facebook page, Island Community Church. You'll find it on there if you can't make it. It's going to be, I've preached this many times, but it's a whole new look at this again with this modern thing that we have here in front of us being implemented all around us. So that's where we're at this weekend. Love to see you Sunday morning, 10:30. For more info on that or on the church, you can write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. So, matter of fact, we'll let this opening here play today, Thursday, and Friday as well. So, looking forward to seeing you this weekend. Here now is Minister Ralph Williams.
Because he's Jesus the Christ, and God has put all authority under his name. And I don't care who you are, if you're worshiping Buddha, if you're a Hare Krishna, if you're trying to chant, if you're trying to work, you can't get to God's heaven unless you know that name. And look, I'm not talking about pronouncing it. I'm talking about knowing him for the pardon of your sins that you have asked him into your heart, because he has shown you through the Holy Spirit that you're wicked and you're on your way to hell. And hallelujah, we see the fix, and only the name of Jesus Christ is the fix for my mess and for your mess. In verse 10, Paul writes that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under, the verse says, the earth. And by the way, that does include the fallen angels as well. Satan and his demons will bow. And he says, and that every tongue, verse 11, shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God, or God the Father. And listen, number one is scripture. Paul's writing, but God's giving him what to write, so it's truth. And guys, even right now, there are some that think they're not going to bow. But the word says you're going to bow. And look, you're either going to bow now in submission, or you're going to bow later. And it will be oh so too late. Man, one of the things in the Bible that really gets to me, and listen, thank God I'll never go through it, but there are going to be some that go through it when they stand before the Lord, and listen, they say that, well, Lord, I did this in your name, and I did these works in your name, and I fed the hungry in your name, I gave money to the church in your name, and listen, he has to proclaim to them that depart from me, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity, and they'll have to depart. And at that point, they will have already bowed. And there are a lot of folk that think they're going to God's heaven for other reasons other than Jesus Christ. And if you're of that mind, or even know someone of that mindset, I pray when God allows, you'll set them straight. Paul says, and God says through Paul, there is no other name given under heaven by which man must be saved. He says in verse 12, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, he says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And you read that, and somebody might think, well, oh, we got to save ourselves, got to keep ourselves. But that's not what he's saying. He's saying that if God has blessed you to know who his son is, that he's individually called you and blessed you and saved you, that you need to recognize, first of all, who Jesus is, that he is God, and we're to reverence him as such. And secondly, because of this high calling, there are some things that he would have you to do, me to do. And look, I need to go to him to find out what that is. Because of all the giftedness, I know being a pew potato is not one of the gifts. And listen, sometimes we think that we come to church every week or every other week and we've done God a favor. But he saved you, not just for you, but he saved you for folk who you'll come into contact with. And look, he says that you're to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, knowing that I'm serving a mighty God, a holy God. I am serving him wholeheartedly, and there's something in the kingdom he would have me to do to be a blessing to somebody else. Not just to lead a church and say, man, wasn't that a good sermon? Let me go on about my business and do whatever I want to do. How about, man, the Lord spoke. I need to get busy. And listen, we are in this time of this pandemic, and listen, everybody's all housed up and locked up, and listen, they keep coming down with more stuff, with the riots. We got the election coming up. If you were ever going to get busy about the things of God, now would be the time. Man, I look at this group here, and listen, he would want to use you in the area where you live, where you work, where you frequent to be a blessing to the kingdom. and not tell somebody how to vote, not tell them even how to live, but tell them about Jesus Christ. And listen, if you're ailing, he's the fix of your problems. If you're broke, he's the fix of your issues. If you don't have a home, go to Jesus and let him save you, and he can direct you where you need to be. Man, he's the fix for all of life's diseases. If we only took him serious and allowed him to do with us, even this group here can reach millions as each one teaches one and tells one, and folk come to faith in Jesus Christ, because the church is doing what the church is supposed to do. Amen. He says in verse 12, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God, it says, which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. I was speaking to somebody this week, and they were sharing with me about some things in their life. And they were sharing, say, well, I'm not going to do this. I don't want to do that. I don't want to go here. I don't want to go there. And so I stopped them in mid-sentence, and I said, well, what if that's what God has called you to do? My life is not my own anymore. Guys, I'm living in Florida. I thank God I am from cold Philadelphia, because God directed me here. And listen, I'm preaching here this morning because God told me I am to preach here this morning. So listen, even when I'm going out, sometimes it gets where I'm saying, Lord, should I turn down this way? I see what the GPS is saying, but maybe you got somebody over here. And guys, it gets that way with me sometimes. And I bring everything under the umbrella of Jesus Christ. I lost my keys the other day, and before I even started looking, I said, Lord, where's my keys? And I walk out to my garage, and I look to the left, and my keys are sitting right there. Everything. And look, as much as I would not want to go back to the chilly weather in Pennsylvania, if God said go, oh, I got my druthers. But if God said go, hallelujah, man, I'm going. And I'm going as fast as I possibly can go, because I need to be obedient to God. And you know what? This is the kicker. Every time that I've been obedient to the Lord, it's always, not sometimes, always been a blessing. Always. And every time when I've not been obedient, it's always been a shipwreck. That kind of tells you something. At least it tells me something. So when the Lord speaks, I listen. And listen, though I have my druthers, I have some things I'd like to do. But when I put them up against the Lord and what he wants me to do, and his don't match mine, I don't get my pen and cross it out of the Bible. I do what he says do. He says in verse 13 again. He says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things, Paul's telling them, without murmuring and disputings. In other words, wherever you go, wherever God sends you, when you're ministering, don't complain. Just go do it and give it the best you got. He said that ye may be blameless and harmless. Look what he says. The sons of God without rebuke in the midst. Look, I love this. In the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. And I've heard it said, and I believe that guys, you might be the only Jesus Christ that anyone gets to see. And my prayer is, and listen, by the way, those folk that are watching you, that's your congregation. And listen, I'm hoping when you're having your service and your congregation is watching, I hope it's a fruitful service. I hope you're not fussing and complaining and cussing and going through all kinds of gyrations like the world. I hope that you're shining bright. And somebody said, man, every time I see that lady, every time I see that guy, there's something about them that's different. I need to ask them about the hope that they have, because they got something I don't have. And listen, that's how the world should see you. Not that everything is always going well, but even when it doesn't go well, to God still be the glory. And your attitude is, God's will, he's going to somehow take care of me. And somebody ought to see that in you. Paul says in verse 16, holding forth the word of life, and that's God's truth, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither lay or labored in vain. And he's saying for this church, he prays that they're going to do what God has called them to do, so that this letter and others in his ministry to this church was not just throwing it up in the wind and nothing ever happening, but indeed they were blessed by the best. And it got down to their very soul, so much so that they had to continue to minister for the Lord. Guys, I wish you would go with me to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. And I'm going to begin reading at verse 1. A couple of verses here I want us to see. Romans 12, beginning at verse 1. Very familiar passages of Scripture. And Paul writes here, he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren. So he's talking to believers here. He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. And listen, as opposed to a dead sacrifice that them animals were, he's saying presenting to God a living sacrifice. He goes on, holy, acceptable unto God, and he's saying that it ought to be what God would accept as an offering, not something you want to give him, but something that he would want. And he says, acceptable to God, which is your what? Reasonable service. So as a believer, as a Christian, man, when I get up in the morning, I don't have an agenda and account, and I do. But listen, I need to clear my agenda and my calendar with God. And listen, I pray over what I got to do that day. And Lord, I plan on doing this and doing that and going here. Lord, do you have anything here that you would not want me to do? Is this something you want to change? Get up in the morning. Say, Lord, what would you have of me today? Man, if we get a day off, we either going fishing, or are we going golfing? Or are we going to do what we want to do? But how about we ask the Lord on any given day, Lord, what would you have me to do? And Paul saying, or God saying through Paul, that's the least you can do, since he saved your soul, saved your life, set you free, put you, hallelujah, and already in a kingdom home, and he's done that for you with the death of his son. At least every once in a while, we can live here on this earth for him and ask him what he would have me, hallelujah, to do. He says in verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And look, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And guys, I dare say there are times when we allow the world to take us to a place in our understanding and our thinking where we should not go. He's saying that we ought to be renewed in our mind through God's truth, not through, hallelujah, the news or the internet or our buddies or somebody's in the same political party we are. No, we need to be renewed by God's word. And listen, what he says counts. And by the way, we ought to be changing the hearts of others when we stand fast on what God says on a matter in regard to our voting, in regard to how we see a thing, in regard to sin. And even when the world legalizes sin, if God says it's wrong, guess what? For the believer, it's still wrong. And I don't care how my neighbor feels. I don't care how my buddy feels. I don't care how my boss feels. If he says it's wrong, it's still going to be wrong. And I'm going to stand on that and believe God's going to take care of me. Look, Paul went through all kinds of problems and whippings and beatings and jailings. Guys, you're going to have some agita here on earth as well, because you're going to stand for what's right. But don't back off of it, because God's got you. He says in verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself, look what he says, more highly than he ought to think, but to think, he says, soberly. In other words, under only the control of the Holy Spirit, no other spirits. He says, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have, look, not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every member's one of another. Guys, if Bill stubs his toe, mine should start aching. If you're going through something and I see you, listen, I ought to know that there's an issue there. And listen, because if you're hurting, then I'm hurting, and I can't get right until I come to your aid and render whatever service I can render. And if it's prayer, then I pray. But if one part of the body is hurting, then we all are hurting. With your human body, I got a bad knee. I walk with a little limp. But other parts of the body, they pick up the slack. And they help me to be able to walk. And as I'm walking, I'm able to go. And though my knee's not where it needs to be, the ankle kicks up some slack. The thigh picks up some slack. The other leg picks up some slack. And before you know it, hallelujah, I'm running down the road because my normal, natural body is looking after each other part. And as believers, I'm not running past you. I'm running to you. And I'm holding you up until you can run on your own. You're part of me, and I'm part of you, and we're the body of Christ. And this is the kicker. God doesn't care what the color of my skin is, doesn't care where I come from, doesn't care what my background is. Even the sin issues I've had, he's taken care of them and forgiven them, and he's taken this lot. And by the way, you're a good-looking set of people. But he's taken this lot and put us all together and said, now you are a family. So by the way, howdy, I'm Brother Ralph, and you're whoever you are, my brother or sister in Christ. And guess what? That's how it's going to be for forever. So I need to be able to get along with you now. And listen, there are some folk that I don't like their ways. But guess what? I love them anyhow. Don't have to hang out with them all the time. But I love them because they are in my family. Amen. Flip back to Philippians chapter 2. Thank you, Lord. Look at verse 16. A few more verses. Paul says here, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service, he says, of your faith, I joy and rejoice, he says, with you all. And what Paul is saying is that if this is the last time I'll talk to you, if this is the last time I'll be on earth, Paul is saying, because I'm working for the Lord, it's okay. I'm giving my life to service, not just to God, but to you as my brothers and sisters in Christ. And listen, that's a blessing for my heart. Guys, I have some folk in my own family that do not treat me as well as my brothers and sisters in Christ. And the reason being is because though they are my earthly family, they're not really part of my true and living eternal family. And I have a lot of family members, earthly family members, that when they die, they're going to have a home for an eternity in hell. And listen, I had no problem telling them that. In fact, that's probably why I'm kind of a black sheep of the family, because when I tell them about, they look, I don't just go around to my family and say, you going to hell, you, I don't do it. But when they keep pushing me and tell me, well, what about this Jesus stuff? And oh, so you're going to have it. And eventually I got to tell them the truth because I still love them. And listen, if they choose not to choose what I believe, but what God says you got to believe in order to have a heavenly home, then that's on them. It's not on me. But until then, we are to teach. We are to preach. We are to minister. We are to try to reach our neighbors, our family. We're trying to reach the folk that we come across. Because the Bible says that listen, wide is the gate that leads to destruction, and many are going to go through that gate. But narrow is the gate that leads, hallelujah, to eternity and to Christ. And few there are that find it. Look around. You're the chosen few. You're the ones called to do the work of the evangelist during the time that we're living in. And if it's on your heart to say something to somebody about this same Jesus Christ we've been talking about, time for boldness, folk. Don't bite your tongue. Let it fly. And listen, it's not up to you anyway. Once it comes out of your mouth, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit will do with it as he sees fit. Because God said his word won't return back unto him void. Whatever it needs to do, it's going to do. But it can't do anything unless we stand on the promises of God and open our mouths and let it fly. Amen.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Our hearts, our hands, we're reaching out to see you move again. We can hardly wait, come flood this place. We're ready now, it's all about to change. Let your kingdom come.